This is episode number 2479 of the Who Cares News for Monday, July 10th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Jamie Foxx and Madonna have both been spotted in public.
What?
For the first time since their respective health emergencies.
Were they in wheelchairs? Were they together? What was the deal?
Well, Jamie was seen yesterday afternoon on a yacht.
On a yacht?
On the Chicago River.
Wow.
People on a passing boat took video, and he looked to be in good health.
Huh.
He even waved back when they waved to him.
But he was on, how did they know it was him?
And how did they know he was in good health?
Well, yeah.
It could have been someone standing there going, where are you, Jamie? Where
was
are you?
It, maybe he's wearing a Jamie Foxx mask. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm glad. I'm glad. And of course, you know, we still haven't heard Jamie step up to the microphone and say anything.
No.
That he had some sort of stroke, he may have debilitations.
Well, I think it seems like his people, it's like, huh, you can't talk about
they're
it.
They're hiding something. I think they're hiding
something.
They're
just being rude. They're being mean.
But if they took him out on a yacht yesterday, they probably let all the paparazzi know, hey, you might want to watch out. Jamie's going to be on the Chicago River. Although they would have followed him to wherever they were docking. And
they would have.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, he was also seen out on the town in the Chicago area on Saturday night.
Ooh.
As for Madonna.
Yeah.
And, you know, post Narcan. She was spotted
She had Narcan, didn't she?
They gave her Narcan. As for Madonna, she was spotted walking with a friend in her New York City neighborhood yesterday.
Oh, my.
A source says she looked happy and didn't have trouble walking, although she was, quote, taking her time.
Well, I'm glad to hear that they're both doing well. I was a little concerned that Madonna had kind of like, whole unresponsive thing.
And then
the Narcan thing.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
It could have gone that way.
Yeah. But if she's up and if she's walking and she's up and taking nourishment, that's a good sign. That's a very good sign.
That they got to her on
time. Here's the other thing. I hate to be this crass, but how do they know it was Madonna? When was the last time you saw Madonna's real face? I mean, my God. I mean, nobody recognized her after this last round of plastic surgery. Is like,
I don't know if
she's in there or not. I don't know what the deal is. I was watching something on cable over the weekend, and I forget what it was. It was one of those docu-series about the 80s or something like that. And, of course, one of the big points in that was the Madonna years.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking back, and they were showing her just what a huge star she was and how she got discovered and everything else.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, wow, that's been a long time.
It's been a hot minute.
Boy, howdy. Let me tell you what. But anyway, well, we're glad they're better, I guess. I hope they're better.
You hope so.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you know, good on them. And we'll keep an eye on that. Sure.
Not that they're going to be letting us know it.
No, they're
not going
to tell us anything we don't want to know.
They don't care if we know or not.
Nope.
It's only the public, the people who support them.
Well, that's true.
And make them big. Nobody's going to be charged with hitting Britney Spears in the face because nobody hit Britney Spears in the face.
What? Wait a minute.
You heard me.
I heard you.
When Britney tried to get the attention of Spurs rookie Victor Wembanyama outside that Las Vegas restaurant, his security guy pushed Britney's hand away from Victor and into her own face.
Oh, she hit herself. My mom used to do that to me. She used to like grab my hand and slap me in the face. Go, stop hitting yourself.
What?
Stop hitting yourself. It was a joke.
Oh, okay.
It was a joke.
All right.
I mean, it didn't hurt bad.
Right.
Stung a little bit. Well, I heard that she, and I saw a video that she had only tapped him on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Like they swore that she grabbed him.
Right. There was two different versions of it. And you can see on the video that one, she couldn't reach his shoulder.
Oh.
She just broke his back.
No, she just could reach the bodyguard enough to get her hand slapped back on her face.
And it looked like he did like a knee-jerk reaction because like someone was trying to touch him.
Yeah, right.
And it looks like he just put his arm up.
Oh.
I didn't see him in the video backhand her, as they said.
Well, he never did. It was allegedly it was the security.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
All right, okay, I thought you were talking about Victor.
No. You can see the security guy's arm come up.
Okay.
But it looked like he was trying to like block something versus backhand.
So it was an honest block. Was she going to sue them or something? I mean, what was the deal?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, did she get a black eye from it or was she just embarrassed?
Probably.
I mean, Britney Spears, like, God love her, but Britney Spears does enough to embarrass herself 5 times a day. So, you know.
Well, I guess she just kind of kept after this guy. I mean, it's like, you know, following him. And I guess they were saying that she was saying, excuse me, in a British accent.
Oh, yeah, I heard
excuse
that.
Excuse me, excuse me, excuse me.
I also heard she said, this is America. Like it was her right. Or this is the USA. Do you know who I am? That's what she should have said. Do you know who I am? Britney Spears, this is the United States. I have a right to touch whoever I want to touch. Well, that didn't come out right, did it? That didn't come out right. I'm sorry. Well, I'll move on from that. Strike that.
Moving on.
Strike that. From the
moving
record.
On.
Thank you.
Police determined that he, quote, did not willfully or unlawfully use force or violence against Britney.
It does. It sounds like it was a knee-jerk reaction. That's his job. He's a bodyguard. Yeah.
And if you're going to... Yeah.
Well, that's what he gets paid for.
Right. So here's an interesting capper to the story, though.
A capper.
After this happened, Britney went into the restaurant to eat and booted Pauly Shore from his booth.
What?
But it doesn't sound like it was on purpose.
Oh, my God.
Pauly had already been seated at the restaurant, but when he got up to use the restroom, someone seated Britney at the same table.
Oh, my God.
When he came back, they both kind of laughed it off. Then Pauly grabbed his phone, glasses, and fanny pack found another table.
Okay, well, that's good. At least it was Pauly Shore and not somebody that counted. And look at this wake that she leaves behind her whenever she goes somewhere. A wake of
Did he already have water? Had he already been drinking something?
Well, hopefully she didn't get that. Anyway, with our apologies to Pauly Shore, because clearly he just went up to go to the bathroom and did not require a seat filler at the restaurant. And, of course, Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.